Thank
Alana
you.
Alana just had a stroke on camera.
Don't worry about it. What did you just do?
She tried to do lots of winking, but it looked like your doll eye thing.
Oh, my little...
Ooh, you're really good at that.
Thank you.
Ever seen that Katy Perry clip where she like does the doll thing on stage and then she like hits herself in the head and it's like... It's really creepy. Katy Perry's creepy.
It upsets me that she named herself after her cat.
Did she?
Yeah, Katy Perry is because her cat's name is Kitty Purry.
Oh.
Wait, what's Katy Perry's real name?
She has a different last name.
Katie Hudson.
Is it actually?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's
Kate Hudson's taken already, though.
I don't know why that's in my brain.
Good point. I take it back. She's right.
Mm-hmm. Kitty Purry. Yeah.
I know someone in real life named Katy Perry, and it's funny. And then she's like, yeah, it is funny sometimes, but most of the time it's just like kind of unfortunate.
Just stop it.
It's one of those things where people just go, oh, every time you say your name, mm-hmm. you just have to deal with people. Oh, that's like the sure fucking is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every time.
One of Evelyn's editor, his name is Nate Drake.
Oh.
And that's not fake. That's his actual name.
I do think that's cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick.
Does I'm Nathan Drake. I would just go around with doo doo doo.
Does he raid tombs and stuff?
No.
Do you think he can climb around real cool?
Then Nathan Drake can't even climb around real cool. He fucking grabs everything and it breaks.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A good point. He's actually not very
cool
with
that. He's the clumsiest man on earth.
Yeah,
and he stumbles into success
also,
at every turn.
Also, mass murderer.
Yes.
Yeah.
An
a lot
absolute
of
psychopath.
Well,
100%.
How much of it is self-defense?
Let's talk about ludonarrative dissonance.
I legitimately have thought about getting that phrase tattooed on me because I think it's very funny.
I think it's like the most quintessential gamer phrase.
Ludonarrative dissonance.
That's not awful.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting... Do you know what that means, Ethan?
Guess.
Hold on. Wait.
Let's go.
I did at one point... I don't remember. I'm not going to try.
It's basically when what the player character is doing is different to what the story is telling you.
Mm.
So like Nathan Drake is a wholesome man, but he's also
but
a mass killer.
He's
everybody.
Like, oh no, my wife.
Yeah.
And then he's like all worried about it. And it's like, you kill like 15 people.
Guess I'll kill a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. And your brother got out of prison probably by killing a bunch of dudes.
Who showed up? Who even is that guy? Where did he come from?
And now you're bonding over killing people. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also pirates.
But they get to play Crash Bandicoot, so it's fine.
That was pretty sick.
That's
it was
true.
Kind of actually awesome.
Even though his brain was miles away and he was thinking about the treasures that he'd never got. And it's...
Yeah.
I do love
an
the opening of that game.
Junkie issue. Nathan Drake's not a good person, I don't think.
No,
he might be a bad guy.
But most main characters aren't really great.
Most
people.
Men are.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
Most men aren't great.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brain Dead Podcast. We have Alana with us. Alana Pierce. Chara Lanazard.
Hi.
Alana.
Token Australian.
First time on the podcast, for sure.
Definitely haven't done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At all.
We definitely didn't lose an episode where Alana was on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
I just assumed you guys scrapped it because of all the bigoted stuff you said. Too hard to edit around.
That is true.
Yeah,
it was
we
very
did get
hard
a 30-second episode out of 4 hours of talking. We need to work out.
Super sexist.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you for having
slash
me again.
For the first time.
Yes, definitely the first time. This set is very cool.
It's much cooler than where we recorded last time, which was your house.
Yeah,
shitty
just
Ethan's house.
On my couch.
Who it's wants a nice to do house, that? But it's not in the 70s.
It's not. It's. I don't have a cool-ass fridge like that.
It's a good-ass fridge.
Uncle Ben's
up
there.
Man, I had these accent lights that I forgot to turn on. Hold on.
Oh, you fucking whore.
Well, just wait. They're connected to my phone.
In here?
Mm-hmm.
We're in the 70s. Little... What even is a phone?
Yeah, you're ruining my emotion, actually.
This is ludonarrative dissonance.
Well,
at its peak.
Well,
isn't it?
Not
sure
quite.
Is.
You'll get there, though.
The gameplay is you on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
The story is the scenery.
Okay, he made it work. Is. Yeah.
Look at those little guys.
Wow.
What kind of accent do you think they have?
Good. You know?
What was that?
Really good.
That's you're a little robot.
Yeah.
I like
a
that.
Little British robot.
Yeah, like
British
it.
Robot, little Australian robot, whatever.
You went to the UK. How was it? You have a good time?
Yeah, we didn't have fish and chips at all, though.
No.
While I was there.
Why?
Which was a bummer.
We had it last time. We brought him for his first Sunday roast.
Nice.
That light went out already. Sick.
Ludonarrative dissonance.
Uh-huh.
My immersion.
That's it.
It's a feature.
Yeah,
you don't do Sunday roasts in the US?
No. It's called Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're right. They just do one Thursday roast.
Fucking
idiots. Big Thursday roast.
Big Thursday, guys.
Why is it a Thursday? It's like the shittiest day of the week.
Because... That's the day that they did it in the first time.
But they gave the thanks.
That's... Any of you out there, if Thursday's your favorite day, you need therapy.
Wait,
why? I don't think Thursday's that bad.
I like Thursday.
It's not my favorite day.
I think Tuesday is the worst day. It's a Tuesday That's today, but I don't like Tuesday.
What I was going to say. Tuesday's pretty shit.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Thursday, what's the difference?
Well, Thursday's right before Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tuesday's also right before Friday.
Not quite.
I would argue Monday is the worst day.
No. So here's the deal. All right.
This is going to be a rich,
I'm very excited for whatever you're about
YouTuber
to say.
Privileged mm-hmm. take.
As a person who obviously works a normal 9-to-5 job, yeah. Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Monday's the... Wait. No, Tuesday's the worst day. Sorry. The weekend is the weekend, as we know. Okay?
Yeah.
Having fun, doing fun things. Mm-hmm. We should probably cheat out a little bit, by the way.
Oh.
Monday is like you're getting ready. You're a little bit tired, but it's like, okay, let's go and let's do this. But you're still a little bit thriving off of the weekend, right? You still got that high. You might even You might even still be drunk.
No. Okay? I would say Monday is the closest to depression a day can be.
No. I would argue that the end of Sunday is more depressing than the beginning of Monday.
No, that's the Lord's Day. You can't say anything about that.
Well,
that's right.
Jesus will fuck you.
Yeah, that's what that happens on Sundays.
But Tuesday, you're already in, and there's no getting out.
Yeah, but you're closer to the weekend. You're never further from the weekend than you are on a Monday.
Or a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's still the weekend. You're still in it. Because you do the procrastination thing, the revenge procrastination. You heard about this?
No.
Where you
no.
like prolong sleep because you hate that your time is being taken away from you.
Oh, I have seen that.
So
yeah.
You revenge procrastinate your time. So you go to bed late and then you wake up groggy on a Monday.
I probably do that. Yeah. I almost definitely do that. I feel like as a person who actually works 9-to-5 Monday to Friday, you goddamn YouTubers.
Yeah. Believe me, I know. I'm privileged.
Thank you.
I am the patriarch.
I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think it's Monday is shit and there's no post-weekend high. You just die.
Plus,
you're just
Garfield
tired.
Hates it. He loves lasagna.
Shit,
but
we
can't trust him anymore.
Why?
Chris Pratt.
That trailer was insulting.
Yeah, this is rough.
God, does that guy work, though, you know?
Man,
what
he does.
What a career he's got.
He does do things. I really miss when he was Andy and we didn't know that he's kind of an asshole.
I would argue his best role is the guy from Lego Movie.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
He's that. The main character in the Lego Movie.
Oh, he's the Lego Movie guy.
Yeah.
He's the Lego
I'd
man.
I'd argue that that's his best role.
Does he have a name in that movie? I don't remember.
Surely.
Star-Lord.
Question mark?
I don't know. He does. I can't remember what it is.
Infinite money glitch. You get into the Lego franchise, but then you're also part of Marvel, so then you just keep going back to replay that same role as the Lego guy.
100%. That's what he's done. And then Mario.
Mm-hmm.
My
and
God.
Now Garfield.
The Garbucks are rolling
oh
in.
Oh my God.
It was all a path to Garfield the whole time.
Yeah. I can't imagine anybody. Well, Bill Murray did Garfield as well, I guess.
Didn't Bill Murray like do it as a joke and then he got roped into doing more of them?
Really?
Good joke, Bill.
Yeah.
I think so. I think he accidentally became Garfield.
It's like, watch me sign this contract.
Joke's on you.
I don't remember. Yeah. I heard something about like Bill Murray like not really realizing that he was signing up to do Garfield for 3 movies or whatever it was.
Yeah, that sounds right because he does shit on it a lot afterwards.
Yeah.
He like makes fun of himself for doing Garfield. Mm-hmm. In Zombieland, he does that.
Yeah. Do you see this sweet little baby face? Yes. That's due to me shaving. Despite what you may think, I do actually have a little bit of facial hair. And if I grow it out long enough, I look like a weird mutant child. And so to prevent that look, I go to the only place I know. The place where I can get the best, most exclusive shave possible. Without the exclusive prize. I go to my friends at Harry's. Harry's makes wonderful, fantastic, high-quality, German-engineered razors that are so sharp, you won't even be able to tell the difference between the 8th shave and the 1st. Listen, it's the holiday season, folks. If you need to get a last-minute gift for somebody, or if you want to try and shave Santa's big old beard yourself, look no further than Harry's.
And you leakers are getting a sweet deal right now, right? If you go to harrys.com/brain, that's harrys.com/BRAIN, you'll get the trial set, which is a $13 value for just $3. That's right, just 3 smackaroos. This is going to give you the 5-blade German-engineered razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. So don't wait. Shave all over yourself and get the best shave of your life with Harry's at harrys.com/brain. That's a good movie. I like
Zombieland. It is a fucking good movie.
Zombieland's fun. Did they have a second one? They had a second one.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think many people watched it. Kind of pretended it wasn't there.
The charm wore off.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And people were also getting kind of cold on Jesse Eisenberg by then.
That's right.
That's an interesting
guy.
Well, there's like 3 of the same guy, and Jesse Eisenberg is one of them. You know, it's like there's like a bunch of them that just all sound and look the same.
Yeah.
And he's kind of in that group. But I feel like people really turned on him when he played, which I might not even, he might even be one of the 4 guys I'm getting confused with. Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Was him. And for some reason, people were like upset with him personally for his portrayal of Lex Luthor.
I feel like when you hear Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, you know what that character is going to be, because Jesse Eisenberg plays himself
all
everything.
The time.
Mm, yeah. But yeah. We have had this weird era sort of recently of every DC villain just trying to be the Joker,
mm-hmm.
like just all of them.
Yep.
Like even the Riddler and the Batman
That's
is basically
what
just the Joker.
Issue with the Riddler was, like, I thought that it was good and fun, and I like Paul Dano a lot. But
he's one of my favorite actors.
He's one of my favorite actors also.
He's one of mine.
He's your favorite actor first.
I like Chris Pratt.
Get out. But yeah, I was like, you're just kind of being the Joker right now.
Yeah.
Like, especially in the scene when he's like behind glass or whatever.
And he's just incel
Joker, baby.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, you're just really pulling.
He's just
Joker.
If the Joker had no bitches.
Yeah.
100%.
Actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's no Riz.
Yeah, he's not,
he's not the Rizzler.
He's definitely not.
I just can't help but feel like he felt like a 4chan user.
Absolutely.
For that whole movie.
I feel like it was intentional.
Yeah.
It kind of had to be, right? He did feel like somebody on 4chan. I mean, he has a bunch of like followers who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes commit crimes.
Mm-hmm.
He writes manifestos. It's like.
Yeah.
You're really cringe and awful.
And
Jesse
Eisenberg
wasn't in this movie, right?
No. Nope.
Okay, good.
You would have absolutely known if Jesse Eisenberg was in that Batman.
I think it was also a little uncomfortable because it just hit too close to home.
Yeah.
Like, that dude really do be existing.
Like, did you like the Batman?
Yeah, but I didn't like love it. Like, I really expected to like it a lot. And then I came away from it feeling like it was Baby's First 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know
it is very 7.
Yeah. It took me a second to like realize what you just said. Baby's First 7.
But I stand by it. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
It I think had some like really, really good cinematography, but it also was like, ooh, edgy.
Yeah, I think I like the atmosphere of it more than I like the plot.
Yep.
I when we left the movie, I was like, I didn't like that.
There's so many things that drew me. Why? You know how they find like the photos that clearly somebody has been taking outside of the club?
Yeah.
And it's the fucking guy who's murdering people or whatever it was that the Riddler was doing. And they don't just go, that's probably taken from about up there.
Maybe check that building.
Batman!
I know that it's the Riddler and it's riddles. But I didn't like when Batman was solving the riddles.
Like,
when he's like, thumb drive.
And oh my God, it was so cheap. And they're stupid. Also all riddles that like my grandma likes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Alada, Alada.
Yeah.
URL. It's so
URL.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I get it. It's supposed to be like, he's not a detective yet.
Yeah.
He's not the world's greatest detective. He's called Vengeance. He's not called Batman yet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so. I will defend the, you know how like a big, spoilers, by the way, everybody, for the Batman.
This movie came out.
Yeah, we're past the limit. Like the whole crux of the film is that Batman, super detective, doesn't know to use the carpet tool to lift the carpet.
Mm.
And people had an issue with that. They're like, how would he not know how to do it? But I think that was like actually an interesting comment on classism.
Mm.
How is the world's greatest detective who's always been like a rich kid ever going to know what a carpet tool
it's
is?
Like,
yeah.
You can pull up carpets.
Yeah. You don't pay people to do that?
That was the floor.
That doesn't grow?
You don't just fall through if you pull it up?
Yeah.
What are we going to stand on?
Fucking ripping the space fabric.
Classic
I never
rich
thought
about
people.
That.
That's yeah, very like, interesting.
I'm okay with that part, but I
think,
otherwise.
I think also because I'm such a huge fan of Robert Pattinson, I'm like, oh, you didn't really get to like act in this movie.
I agree. He's very, very good.
He has so much range, and it's like, I get why he is the way he is in the movie, but it's like, you're kind of one note for the whole thing.
Mm. Do you know there's a Lighthouse sticker pack? The sentence I just said sounds very strange, but it's my favorite fucking thing.
I just saw the Lighthouse for the first time.
When he came to the end. Well, that's fitting. So
it was very fun. I want to watch it again to understand a bit more. Because the first
it's just the two men go mad.
The first watch through is like really jarring.
Yeah.
It was just really
like,
fun.
It's just like, guys being dudes movie.
Yeah. Farting, jerking off.
It's the only sticker pack that I have.
Killing seagulls.
Isn't this... Look at him.
Hark!
You could just react to people with like the seagull.
Oh god!
For some reason.
Oh, you're talking about a digital sticker pack.
Yeah, that I could send you little emojis.
Oh, that's
from
really
the
funny.
Isn't it weird? Why does it exist?
You're not allowed to use that sticker pack unless you're talking in old timey pirate voice.
I don't know why it's there.
Like
it's
you so have to funny. Be yelling "Hark!" at people and Poseidon drown ye and you're fond of me lobster,
which is how I text. Obviously,
we were talking about this right
just
after
classic Australian.
Yeah. Can you say you're fond of me lobster as an Australian?
You're fond of me lobster? If I go super Australian, I have to like get into it. You're fond of me lobster. Yeah.
Okay, not to segue because you were about to say something, but what is the most Australian accent? Like the thickest, even Australians can't understand them.
My dad's got a pretty thick Australian accent. It's bogan is the word we use. And you can hear it.
Which is like rednecks, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like
backwards.
What region?
It's hard. They're kind of everywhere, but realistically, it's my region. I'm from Queensland, which is the Florida of Australia. And it's pretty northern, I guess. And they speak like this. You don't really know the saying because they're just talking. It's all one tongue and just sound like one fucking word.
Have you seen that old Australian guy that like lights shit on fire in his
fucking
fridge?
Fucking fire in the fucking freezer, mate.
No, but I love that.
No,
for him.
He goes, fucking fire in the freezer, cunt.
And it's so good.
And he's like, fucking fire and ice can't work.
My people are cultured. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very good.
He looks
He lights
so
stuff
Australian.
On fire in his freezer?
I'll show you.
I don't know.
Go fucking fire and fucking freezer.
Anyway.
You were going to say something else earlier and I cut you off and now you're not going to be able to remember what you were talking about.
About the lighthouse?
We were talking about the lighthouse. Yeah. And we were talking about when... watch it, how much fun that must have been for the two of them. Because I feel like it just goes back to like acting roots where it's all very like Shakespearean stuff.
Yeah. It's absurd.
Yeah.
They just have to lose their minds together.
A lot of soliloquies.
A little bit gay.
A lot of farts.
Yeah.
So many
fucking
more
farts.
Way more than I thought.
Yeah, a lot of toots in that
like
film.
The first time I saw it, I was like, wait, the first fart that I heard, I was like, is that real? Did he fart?
Should have been funny. Called the,
quite a
the
bit.
Fire house. Toot house.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, it's a very, very weird, very fun movie.
What's your favorite movie? I'm shocked that you don't have an answer locked.
I think my favorite movie is Arrival.
Ooh, I have that tattooed right here.
I did know that.
Can't show it. I'm locked in.
Yeah, liar.
Locked in.
Liar. Sure. Yeah, sure you do.
I do like Faker. Arrival.
It's hard though, because I don't know. I'm trying to. I think The Godfather is fantastic. I love Spider-Verse.
But you realize you're not a teenage boy, so you can't love The Godfather.
No, I just can't talk about it. Oh, true. Everybody likes that movie. Yeah. You just can't enthuse about
it. Film school.
You said the
with
word
a guitar.
Coppola, and everyone's like. Flies on shite.
I really like the movie Super 8. Weird one.
I didn't like that one as much.
Is that in the Cloverfield universe?
No.
10 Cloverfield Lane. Great film.
That's my favorite movie.
That's a very good movie.
I really like that movie a lot.
No, Super 8 is like basically Stranger Things in film.
Yeah, it's
form.
Like a more teenage-y E.T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen.
You've never seen E.T.?
No.
That's great.
Is it good?
Yeah.
He eats
it's really
pieces.
Good.
Does he? I only know about E.T. Phone Home and like something about a bike. Let me tell you what I think that movie's about.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a great idea for a podcast. Explaining movies you've never seen based on what you think
Before
it is.
I saw John Wick, I assumed based on the things I had heard that it was like a buddy cop with a guy and his dog. And they're literally cops and they like solve crime together because I kept hearing about his dog. Not that far off.
No.
Okay. E.T. Phone Home an alien shows up at this kid's school and rides a bike home with him.
I like that this cut
rides
of
a bike home with him.
This cut of E.T. is Alana Pierce's E.T. phone home.
He gets home, he phones home to ask if he can stay over for the night.
Well, so he rides the bike home?
Yeah, they ride a bike back to the kid's house from school, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But it is at nighttime. They leave school late. And E.T. needs to call his parents to let them know that he's good friends with the kid. That's kind of what I think that movie's about.
I can say you could not be further from the truth.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, first of all, when they're riding the bike, they're riding to get away from the house.
Yeah, they're getting away from trouble. The police are after him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cops are off to E.T.?
Yeah.
Because he's an alien.
He's an extraterrestrial.
How's that a crime?
Well, you know, he's
Americans
valuable.
Americans hate aliens.
Yeah, Americans hate not Americans.
Well, technically, I'm an alien.
Yeah, and then E.T. goes like, watch this shit. Mm-hmm. Finger glows, bike flies.
Do you know about the drunk scene in that movie?
No.
There is a scene where E.T. gets drunk, and it freaked me out.
You
as
could
a
be
kid.
Lying. And
he
I
has a very fucked up face in that movie.
Yeah, I'm not lying. There's E.T. a part
gets
where
drunk?
E.T. like gets okay, drunk.
Okay, is it a kids movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think it was Max Scoville that told me this. This might be wrong. Well, I don't want to say this now because you haven't seen the movie. Do you care about E.T. spoilers?
Should I?
Man, well now I'm like,
I don't think it matters.
If there's one thing that I think we can all agree on, it's that I am very forgetful. I'll sign up for things. I can't remember phone numbers. I can't remember birthdays. And most of all, I can't remember all of the crazy amount of subscriptions that I have accumulated over the years. And sometimes I'll look at my bank account and I'll be like, what is this thing? What is going on here? But thanks to Rocket Money, they have a wonderful, fantastic, and easy way to track and cancel all of those unwanted subscriptions. A lot of people think that they only have maybe like $80 worth of subscription fees a month, but for most, it's actually closer to $200. So whether you have a bunch of subscriptions that you don't use anymore, or even, and in my case this has happened, I've had duplicate subscriptions before, you can go and use Rocket Money, keep track of everything, cancel all those unwanted subscriptions, and you can track your funds and savings through the app as well. It's super, super useful. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel those unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way with Rocket Money. You can go to rocketmoney.com/brainleak. That's rocketmoney.com/BRAINLEAK.
Get those subscriptions out of here. You don't use them anymore.
So E.T. doesn't die in the movie.
Okay.
But he does die in the movie.
Okay.
But he comes back to life.
Yeah, okay. It's like a Jesus allegory.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. So 3 days later, it's more like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the kid, what's his name? Henry Thomas, yeah. He is really distraught because his new friend, E.T., dies in front of him. And I think it was Max Scoville that told me that a friend of his made a cut of the film where it just cuts to the credits after E.T. dies, which is really funny.
I recently watched, it was one of the Mortal Kombat movies, I don't even know which one, but my friend upscaled it with AI so that it was 120 frames a second.
Fuck yeah.
It's insane. Like, because every effect has to then like have frames at it. So yeah. Anytime there's any kind of lightning, like it's like a fucking fever dream. So we're all just sitting there watching this at 120 frames a second. Jesus. AI upscale. Yeah, it's fucking wild.
I hope that it's the second Mortal Kombat movie.
I think it might have been.
I haven't seen a Mortal Kombat movie except for the most recent one that came out like
you
a couple of
came over
years
to my
ago.
House and we didn't watch the one that has the eponymous song.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even made it for the game.
Haven't seen that. And I also haven't seen any of the Ip Man movies, which I really want to see.
The what?
Ip Man is fine if you haven't seen that.
I'm sorry, yeah. What?
Ip Man?
What's his name? Donnie Yen? I'm one with the force is with me, what? Blind guy.
Yeah. He's also he's like John Wick 4 as well.
Yeah. He has his own franchise like Ong Bak or like the Jet Li movies or something like that.
Oh. Huh.
Is he blind in real life?
No.
Doesn't he play a blind guy in John Wick also? Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. He's really stealing the... we should cancel him. Hang on, give me a second.
I'm firing up the audience.
Yeah, you can't do that. Get out of here.
I don't think it's that crazy that you haven't seen Ip Man. It's not really people are going around being like, you haven't seen Ip Man?
Well, Justin Tracy does. He gets very upset that I haven't seen that movie.
He likes action movies. Have you seen The Raid?
No.
Oh, that's
you haven't seen The Raid? That one is a
piece. I've never even heard of that movie.
Really?
When is it from?
Oh my God.
Have you seen the Dredd movie, right? The newer Judge Dredd with Carl Urban?
No.
Oh my God, we need to stop recording and you need to watch more movies.
As a person who likes film, those movies are so
good.
You told me
you went to watch The Marvels recently.
My friend asked me to go.
And you didn't just say, let's watch The Raid instead.
No, I didn't.
Didn't occur to him. I do have a policy where anytime anybody asks me to see a movie, I will say yes.
Yeah.
100% of the time. You want to go whatever the fuck you want. Because you get to be social, but you don't have to speak.
Mm. Which I would like to say that the worst activity for a first date is going to see a movie.
Don't do it.
I don't know why that's like a stereotypical, like, it's first date, let's go see a movie. That's a horrible first date.
Because you just go and kiss for the
whole
thing.
Exactly, because you want to touch in the dock. That's
and
why.
And you feel each other up in the back seats. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I guess, but...
You were just sitting there like, what? This
don't touch me, bitch!
This movie's awesome. Did you
stop
see it?
Fuck off!
Watching.
But you can't talk at all. You just got to sit there
terrible.
And then after.
What kids talk on a first date?
I guess I'm talking.
Like, if you're a teenager, then they just want
to
kiss.
I was a teenager. All I wanted to do was kiss.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you're right.
But
I wanted to see The Holiday.
Even as an adult, I have been asked to go and see a movie.
Yeah.
Terrible first date.
And I was like, no.
For an adult,
I don't want to do that at all.
Mini golf. Always mini
destruction
golf.
Derby.
Mini golf is pretty good.
Yeah.
Mini golf's a good one.
Destruction derby.
Arcade kind of thing is pretty good.
Arcade's good.
I think a shared activity.
Mini golf's a good one because it's a very body language centric kind of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also everyone's being silly, so you kind of get outside of your comfort zone.
But
a
you also
bit.
Have something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I think dinner's also a bad idea.
I think karaoke is a terrible idea.
Karaoke is
not interesting.
That's a
high bar to get over.
Really bold first date.
Wow. You got to be confident. Take people to karaoke.
Or you're both just so silly that then it's an amazing first date.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's no one.
Yeah,
everyone
it's zero
up.
Or 100.
You both have to be really confident to offer that up and to accept that date.
Yeah, I think the only people that offer karaoke as a first date are people who are incredible at singing.
Mm.
And then the other person's like...
Just sitting there.
But that's insufferable. So karaoke is really fun unless somebody tries too hard and then it becomes awful.
Yeah, and then they get up and they cue like 5 songs back to back. And then I'm like, I don't want to go now.
I would just leave.
Yeah.
I'm okay at singing, but I'm not good enough to cue 5 songs in a row.
People who are too good at singing karaoke shouldn't go. You know what? That's my
I don't think karaoke should be about singing. I think karaoke should be about
vibes.
Screaming and drinking
100%,
and vibes.
100%.
Yeah, that's why you put on like Sweet Caroline. You don't put on
truly the white man's anthem.
It really is.
I have been to karaoke a few times in like the last year and everyone keeps putting on the Hamilton songs.
Oh,
and that one
much.
That's like 6 minutes long. I'm like,
you can't
you
be
don't,
that.
You've never been to karaoke before.
No.
Don't put on a song that's over
3
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
That's all it needs to be.
It's so specific though. Like, what if I don't know the length of the song?
Well.
Am I being canceled? Like, what?
Should you be doing a song you don't know the length of?
Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm. My go-to is Chop Suey by System of a Down.
That's a really good one.
Absolute banger at karaoke.
That's a really good one to start with because then everyone loses their voice immediately and then no one's good at singing.
Yeah.
Even if you are.
I also think really any Britney Spears goes down well. People like a good Britney.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Brightside by The Killers.
Mr. Brightside's really good.
That song's surprisingly hard to sing.
Yeah,
it's
but I don't
higher
think
it, than you would think.
Yeah, but everyone sings it.
Yeah, true. So also, Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yep, that's pretty good.
Karaoke.
I really like Tribute by Tenacious D.
That's a fun
one.
That's
a really good one.
Yeah. Because
then you get a duo.
Yep.
I also, I really like Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Very good.
It's very good.
We should go do karaoke.
We should.
You guys want to go do karaoke?
I love karaoke. It's
karaoke's
very
a good time.
I went and did karaoke recently, and it was 10 people, 12 people, something like that.
Christ.
And they were like, hey, we have like a package. And it was Saturday night. And so they were like, we have an alcohol package that you have to buy with the room.
Yep.
And we were like, okay, cool.
Did you go to the place in Koreatown called Pharaoh?
No.
Okay, because they
but
do that.
I have been there before.
Yeah, I've been there.
I think, did we all go there together?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. This was a different place. But they were like, and when they said this, we were all like, yeah, that sounds good. And then when they brought it out, we were like, this is way too much alcohol. They were like, we'll do 10 beers and 10 bottles of soju. And we were like, yeah, that sounds good. And then they brought it all out, and the 10 beers was like, that's good. But then the 10 full bottles of soju
is a lot of soju.
A lot of alcohol.
What percentage is soju?
It's not super high. I think it's like 8. something like that.
Yeah,
that's still a lot for.
I don't really get drunk off soju.
No, I like the
same with sake. I can drink that all day and I'll be fine.
Which is sort of the point, right? Like it's more of a taster.
Yeah,
less of a shotter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do shot it, but I don't fucking know.
Shooter, mate.
Bloody hell.
All right. I really like every time that you see Spencer because you say Spencer.
Spencer.
Banjo. Spencer and Banjar. How was that guy?
Banjo?
Mm-hmm.
Huge news for Banjo. His physical therapist, because he's got a bad leg, was too fucking far away. And so it was really hard to get there. And so I've been effectively harassing this company who's closer to me to take him for physical therapy, and they finally today said yes. And I've genuinely been like, please, please help my dog, please. Uh-huh. And so finally today he's booked in to get
huge news.
Huge for Banjo.
Shout out Banjo.
He doesn't even know how happy he's going to be. Also, I was in Australia until Sunday. I'm very jet lagged. And
You were just in Australia?
I sure was. And when I walked in the door, he's the most excited I've ever seen any animal ever. He was like tippy toe dancing, making circles. Like, it's very cute.
How long were you in Australia for?
10 days, not very long.
But enough to be fucking horribly jet lagged.
I didn't sleep on the whole flight back, 13 hours. And so because I got on the plane at like 12:45 Australian time, which I had adjusted to, trying to get to sleep was insane. So when I landed, it was what, like 2 a.m. or something?
Yeah.
So I was just awake. Like I'm a mess. This week's going terribly for me.
Where's
Brisbane? If it's any consolation, you're hiding it very well.
Yeah, you don't seem jet lagged.
It's a ruse, but thank you.
So Sydney's over here.
Yeah.
Brisbane's over here?
No.
Brisbane's over here.
If that's Sydney, Brisbane here.
Okay.
They're just real close.
A little bit.
Real close.
Everybody loves nuts. Everyone. Don't you? I certainly do, and I don't have an allergy for the sake of this ad read. Man, every night I go to sleep and I think, oh, I can't wait to put nuts in my mouth. All sorts of nuts. Whether it's walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, and especially peanuts. I can't wait to shove those down my gob. But where's the best place to get said nuts? I'm so glad that you asked. You just have to go to nuts.com. More specifically, nuts.com/brain. They've got a plethora of freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and so much more. They've got something for everybody. And you can be sure it's going to be top-notch because they roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so it reaches you super-duper fresh. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/brain. So, go and try out all those delicious options at nuts.com/brain. You'll get a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/brain. Live out the dream that I wish that I could live. I will die if I eat the nuts, but I'm sure they're really good. Nuts.com/brain.
Can you fly into Brisbane?
Yeah. Like, yeah, direct.
Oh, cool.
Which is great. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. But I've been falling apart.
Did you go to the beach?
I went to the beach almost every day. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was sick. They also had this such good tropical storms where I'm from. So one of the nights we had this insane tropical storm that was at like maybe 2 a.m. and the lightning's lighting up my whole room. And I was like, I need to stay awake. This is so sick. And then I kept falling back asleep and I wake up again and be like, it's so cool.
That's so fucking
that's
cool.
Awesome.
I miss it all the time. Hell, you not have tropical? You wouldn't really, right? Have thunderstorms?
In Brighton we do, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we had like a really crazy one last year and this year where it's that thing where it's just like constant.
So good.
It's not. There's no like fork lightning. It's all just in the clouds.
Yeah.
I miss that a lot. We like don't really get thunderstorms here at all.
Never. Mm. You remember the Bahamas? We were all just sitting on the balcony being like, whoa!
Fucking sick.
Also, Aaron was somehow really good at guessing exactly when they would happen.
Yeah.
He'd be like, now. And then it would come every time.
Wow.
Yeah. He's married to a witch.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Magic.
Be careful what you say.
Mm-hmm. Not in a derogatory way. You? No, in like a hugely positive way. We love that Susie's a witch. We feel very positively about that.
That was very fun getting to see the thunderstorms. It was awesome.
It was like almost every night.
Yeah.
That place was great, except for the food.
The food in the Bahamas was not great.
Nope.
What? We went to the Bahamas right after Creator Clash. It was so much fun. It was great. I think my favorite memory is when you and I just went and swam in the ocean. And because everyone's on vacation. It was like, we have no idea what time it is. We don't know how long we've been in here, but it doesn't matter because no one's doing anything. We're just hanging out in the ocean, taking the swims.
It was sick.
And we went on jet skis and it hurt really bad.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable. It was
like bouncing on your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, the direction, I guess, on the way out was terrible. Like, yeah, it was really bad. Yeah,
there's no suspension in those things.
No. It was real bad. One time I hit a rock there too. I hit like a slight bit of a rock next to this like island that we jet skied around.
When we were jet skiing, you did?
Yeah. Wow. And I like went like face forward and smacked my neck into the front bar and was like,
I don't remember that at all.
It was not good.
That was real fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. Really hot.
Yeah, I've never been on a jet ski, but ever all the footage like
allegedly it's like one of the worst things you could do. Like super, super dangerous.
Yeah.
Great if you're going laterally, I guess, to
the way back was lovely.
You can also get the thing of water up your ass. Have you ever heard about
this? Oh, the little jet stream up the back.
Yeah. This girl had she fell off a jet ski and it went like directly up her ass and she had internal bleeding from the water.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's free though. Free colonoscopy.
Yeah, well, in America. Yeah. In this economy, I mean, I'm trying to get one of those.
Could be the move. Could be the move.
I tried to cancel my health insurance today. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, they do not make that easy in this country.
They don't make it easy to get it either.
That part, they'll take your money. They just won't help you. So I'm trying to cancel my health insurance and I've been looking for like 2 hours and I've resigned myself to the fact that I cannot do it. You have to call them. And I'm like, oh, cool. It's going to take me 5 hours. And they're going to be like, are you sure? And I'm like, please, you're like so
canceling
shit.
Canceling your gym membership.
100%.
God, it's so, why is it hard to cancel a gym membership?
I had to write a letter to Gold's Gym to cancel.
Really?
Yeah, like I had to be like, I would no longer like your services. And I had to sign it and fucking mail it in because it was COVID.
You guys chose to live here.
I went to a gym.
You're not wrong.
You're not even from here.
No, you're not wrong. It's a good point.
I went to a gym for a bit that for some reason they would send invoices. And so I tried to cancel my membership.
You were doing freelance work at the gym.
It was weird. Because I tried to cancel my membership and I tried to call and they were like, oh yeah, but let me put you on hold. And then that lasted forever. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to do it on the website and there's nowhere to do it. And so then I was like, I guess I can just stop paying the invoices.
That's what I've done with Power my move. Insurance is I just got rid of my auto pay. I was like, catch me now, bitch.
Yeah.
But wait for your car to expire.
Well, no, the problem with it, because America, is that what if it becomes like a credit issue?
It will.
Oh, yeah.
And then creditors will be like, you haven't been paying your bills. It's like, I don't want to pay these bills.
I was about to say that with health insurance, don't just not pay it because then a debt collector will come.
Yep. It's super fun. So I have canceled it, but I am also going to call them and be like, please, I just need you out of my life right now.
It's like an abusive ex. It's like, please leave. I don't want to see you anymore.
So bad. And even when I do pay, they never see me. It takes 4 weeks to get an appointment.
It's awful. And then when you have health insurance and you go and you say, I have health insurance, you still have to pay so much money.
And they say, not the right kind. Go somewhere else, you punk.
What is that about? It's fucking stupid.
I have free healthcare.
Oh god.
Man, I don't know. Australia has free healthcare.
Yeah, whenever I go home I go to the dentist.
I was about to ask if dental is included in that healthcare.
It's not.
In England it's like certain things
you
can
same.
Get covered, but
you
like
can get teeth
fillings,
cleaning,
crowns,
covered.
All that shit. No.
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys have bad teeth too.
Yeah.
Notoriously.
Huh. Damn.
Which is really bizarre. I don't know why.
Neither.
Like, dental work is not... Actually, in Ireland, it was pretty bad growing up. I had people like, I think you have a cavity, and they would just fill the entire tooth, just in case.
Do you guys have braces?
Yeah.
I had Invisalign.
Invisalign. You still have braces?
I still have... I permanently have bars glued to the back of my teeth.
Oh, yeah, Evelyn has that bar.
I need to have... No, my orthodontist said, we're going to put a bar in after we take out your thing, and I went, okay, cool. And then they didn't. And I was a child and I didn't know any better.
I feel very positively about the bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they're trying not to do them now because like stuff gets caught in them.
It's really hard to floss.
Yeah.
Really hard to floss.
I've been thinking about doing Invisalign because of this little guy down here.
I think he's cute.
See, that's sometimes I'm like, I kind of like that little guy.
I think he's a little cutie.
Little character.
You should keep him.
Hmm? Yeah.
Well, give him a name.
Yeah, this tooth now is all completely fake.
You have a whole fake tooth?
It's just a root canal and the whole thing is a crown.
You got good canines. Never noticed them until
you
now.
Do you do have good canines.
You got good canines.
Rare.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I don't have good canines. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They're round.
Ray
it's fine.
Meat.
Yeah.
I'm ready to graze. Hell Serengeti, yeah, baby. Brother.
You file those babies?
Yeah.
Just keep them sharp.
Oh, that'd be sick. Yep.
What are your canines like?
You're a herbivore for sure.
Yeah. You'd be eating some lettuce.
You've been eating some grass, yeah, bitch.
Be eating grass for sure.
This bitch be munching.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. I think you should keep your little guy. That's all I'm trying to say.
Keep my little friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not like damaging to your mouth, you're not insecure about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any reason.
I've always just been like, oh, man, I feel bad sometimes when I'm like, man, my parents paid so much to make my teeth straight.
It's not your
and
fault.
Then I didn't care.
But you didn't care, or the dentist, you didn't put the bar in, didn't care?
I didn't care.
Did you have a retainer?
Because I had a retainer and I didn't wear it.
That's me with Invisalign. I did it and then my teeth got straighter and then I stopped wearing the retainer at night because it would give me like awful like jaw pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a tooth, this front one, they like cross each other and I got it and it straightened out and then it would kind of like wiggle a little bit. And I told them that and they were like, no, your tooth was just in this position for so long that when it goes forward, the bone kind of needs to reform behind it and keep it in place, but it never did.
Whoa.
Have you guys seen the trend that's been going around with oil pulling?
You told me what oil pulling was.
What?
It's basically just coconut oil and maybe some other things, and you just like
swish
around.
It's not even oil. It's like coconut paste.
Wait, you put it in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And you just like swish around, and it like protects your gums, I guess. And
You squelch it through your teeth gaps.
Yeah, and it like gets everything like out.
Well, I mean,
because
it works.
Makes everything like loose in there.
Just floss and mouthwash.
And then it makes your teeth whiter. Also.
Does it actually work?
I don't know. It seems like it does.
I feel like coconut oil industry be popping off. Like, I feel like everything, someone's like coconut oil. People really sell it for literally everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I would like to get to the bottom of
it. Means it's probably a scam of
big
some kind.
Definitely. Coconut.
Coconuts
big coconut.
Don't even exist. I've never seen one.
Me neither.
Have you ever seen a coconut oil?
Uh-uh.
Not me. Made up.
How do you drill for coconut oil?
Exactly. Doesn't make sense. Where are they? Garbage.
We don't know. We have no idea.
It's not real. Whole fake industry.
I wonder how hard it is to extract the oil from a coconut.
Do you think they like milk it?
Well that's coconut milk.
Coconut
udders. What the fuck is
they
coconut
oil? They have so much. They have milk. They have coconut water. They have oil.
They have pulp. Flesh.
Well, I feel like those are the same things.
Coconut milk
and then
oil?
Like the coconut milk and the coconut water and the coconut pulp are all really just,
yeah, I think it's just a consistency,
different
thing.
Concentrates of
a
the same
viscosity
thing.
Viscosity change.
Yeah. Don't like that word.
I don't like the flavor of coconut.
No, it's terrible.
I don't like it.
Not a fan either. I think it
you don't
ruins
like
things.
Bounty bears. You guys have Bounty bears, right?
Yeah, not a fan.
You don't have Bounty bears.
Maybe, but
it's just like a slab of coconut.
Not a fan.
Wrapped in chocolate.
I also really hate the taste of chocolate and mango together.
I'm not a big mango guy, unless it's just pure mango on its own.
I like mango.
I'm okay with mango.
I had mango sticky rice the other day.
See, that's good shit.
Fucking sick.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So good.
I don't want mango, like mango and peach flavored like yogurts and drinks I hate.
Yeah.
I think because I used to have, we had yogurts in Ireland called Petit Filou, and I would eat those.
Oh, you got a Petit Filou.
A little Petit Filou.
We got Petit Filou.
A little bit of it. Even though it's French, we'll fucking pronounce it differently.
Oh, wait. It's like petit.
Petit filou.
Petit filou.
We'd have that and I ate too many like peach flavored ones. And now I hate peach.
Mm. It's like whatever you get drunk off for the first time, you
vodka.
Can't drink again.
Yep. Mm. Vodka for me. I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to, if I had a shot of vodka, I would immediately throw up.
I mean, it is disgusting.
Yeah, it is gross.
Does anybody like
it? It's made from potatoes.
Mm. Yeah, which... How? Again, we're talking about how you get coconut. How the fuck do you get vodka out of a potato?
How does anybody figure any of this shit out?
Have you seen that show? I think it's literally called How Things Are Made. Big in the UK, I believe.
How It's Made?
How It's Made.
I
only recently discovered
that show.
It's so good.
It's so awesome.
And you'd think that you don't care. All of it's interesting.
Yeah, I love seeing how pencils are made.
It's awesome. It's so sweet. And I really like the guy's voice, even though it's super boring and monotone. But he's like, then the shit goes in the ass. And the
he's the original
blah, 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 blah.
Daily Dose of Internet.
Yeah.
Your Daily Dose of Internet.
He really is.
Yeah.
Have you seen Charlie's Friend do the, like, the Djibouti Dubs versions of those videos?
No.
And it's like, and then the pencils come out one by one. But luckily, there's not enough pencils to destroy... And like all the pencils rise up and it's like, they're coming. Run. But he does a really good job of like, it sounds the same. He has that, he can do that monotone voice, but he like throws in like goofy shit all the time.
Very
it's really
good.
Funny.
What happened to Djibouti Dubs? Still exists?
They still make stuff.
Huh.
They might stream. I'm not sure. I remember thinking that last year, and I looked them up, and I can't remember.
The go-to pipeline.
Yeah.
I remember Djibouti Dubs. Djibouti Dubs did the sticky thing, right?
Yeah, what yes. the fuck is it called?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The sticky.
It makes me sort of miss, like, since I moved to the US, I've never had TV. I've yeah. only ever had streaming
services.
That's
my favorite thing about being in a hotel. QVC yeah. is watching shitty TV.
In the Bahamas, there was this thing that would come on at like 10 p.m. every night that would be a memorial of all the people in the Bahamas that had died. Or...
What like, channel were you watching?
It was incredible. The obituary channel. We watched it for hours. I think it was me and Leighton, maybe. Or it would be like community events. So you just find out about, like, people were clearly paying like 5 cents to advertise like these little community yeah. events.
Slash come to town hall.
Intercut yeah. with people dying. It was excellent content.
I don't remember that at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you can't get that
That's
on
Netflix. That's some like real small town shit.
It was very nice.
That's
very
like what we would do in Ireland. You'd like turn at 6 p.m. driving home and my mother would be like, shh, obituaries. Turn them on in the radio. Oh, and it's like trying to figure out if we know knew? Anyone who died.
Wow. It's like Ron in the last Harry Potter movie just listening for his family yeah. to die.
And then Irish people would be like, ah, that's awful. Isn't that shocking? Jesus, bless her. Shocking Jesus. To the world.
Shocking to the world.
Oh, I would like to go to Ireland someday. It just seems like
we should all go.
Yeah.
It's just everyone we know.
Everyone.
I don't get a that big might old be a few trip. Too many people. But
get a big old party bus.
Mm-hmm. We'll just drive on over the ocean.
Yeah.
But it seems like it always rains. Is it always?
I mean, if you've been to England, it's pretty yeah. much the same.
It was sunny the whole time I was there.
Well, then not.
I've been lied to.
Was, I think because Ireland's was, much...
Have I been gaslit this whole time?
Probably.
Ireland's really small and because England's really long. So some of the middle doesn't really get as much, but Ireland is like, I grew up in the middle, so it's like ocean everywhere, all around at like almost the same distance everywhere. So it's like the same kind of weather converging in the middle all the time.
That makes sense.
Which is a lot of cloud and rain.
Yeah. Which I guess it's okay sometimes.
It has its merits.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of sheep.
A lot of video games.
Just cows and sheep everywhere.
I love a lot of that. Hills, rolling hills.
And a bunch of fucking bastards everywhere as well. Bunch of gobshites.
Wow, really went for them.
Yeah,
that whole country, damn. All
fuck them.
Right. Fuck them.
I mean, there's the stereotype of like Irish people drinking, but I mean,
very true.
Like, I do what feel else like that
gonna,
one's true.
What else are you gonna do though?
That is why, yeah, they drink
like
a lot.
That's the same with any small town. It's like all people can do is just go to the.
That's why they all do drugs.
I mean, that's what yeah. I said. The oldest pub in potentially the world is in Ireland.
Sean's
called
Bar?
Sean's Bar.
Really?
It's from the year 900.
Whoa, that's cool.
It's older than most countries.
And it still functions as a pub?
Yep.
Wow.
Obviously, that's like sick. The outside and everything looks different, but they still have like sawdust on the floors and
whoa.
Things.
That's fun.
Do a mighty pint of Guinness.
Let's go.
Go to Sean's Bar.
In Athlone, do right you, in the River Shannon.
Do you think yeah. you'd get a free drink there?
Absolutely not.
No.
I wouldn't want a free drink there.
No?
It's like it's an establishment. Mm. You got to support your locals.
Don't That's true. Don't want to disrespect it.
But maybe just one free drink because you have the name of the guy on the sign?
I'd be like, show my ID. Like, come on.
Buffy you
There's 900. No other Seans in Ireland. Come on.
Not a single
come
Sean.
On. Come on, be a lad.
It's all just Saoirse.
Saoirse oh. and Niamh and Maeve.
Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Oh, I like the name Siobhan.
Me too.
I really like
it's
the
a good
name
ass
Siobhan.
Name.
What's your least favorite name?
I
honestly don't care if you answer
like
this.
I don't like Tegan.
Tegan?
Yeah,
Tegan
I'm not a fan of Tegan.
Is not great. I don't like any of those like southern modern name like Brindley or
Branthony.
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 I don't like any of the like shithead college dude names like Bryce and Chad.
Oh,
and
Bryce is pretty
my
rough.
Ex's name is Blaine.
Blaine.
He is from Texas.
Blaine.
And his sister's name is Lacey, which I also feel is very Texan.
Yeah.
Goddamn Blaine. That's his name. And his sister's name, Lacey.
Was it yesterday you were doing the oh, Red Dead dialogue and it was so spot on? If you could
girl.
Do that again, that would be wonderful.
Well, we got to get out of here. And Hosea said that we got to get on up and Dutch.
We got to go to Tahiti.
Yeah, it's like,
Dutch.
Well, Dutch has been saying that for a while. I don't know what he was up to. Well, Dutch says a lot of things. And it's just nothing. They're just rambling until you get to the town. It's like,
yeah.
I think Dutch has the best interest for us. Dutch, I've known him a long time.
I don't even know if Australia's real.
He's not a liar.
So awesome.
Tahiti. I'm dying.
That fucking scene breaks me every time. I can't remember. I'm dying,
the one
sister.
That got me the worst is when you're riding on the horse and the song's playing. And it's like a point where you realize that Arthur is going to die. And you're like, am I riding him to his death now? Mm. Can I turn around? I don't want him to die. Then I just felt so responsible for
it. God damn you, Dutch.
How about that GTA 6?
Ooh.
That's a video game that's coming out.
I'm very
that is
excited.
Mm-hmm. Easily going to be the biggest video game launch ever.
Yep. I think the trailer already has more views than it was like Zelda and Cyberpunk and GTA 4 combined. Yep. Or 5
did it come
combined.
Was it yesterday that it dropped?
It was supposed to come out today.
It was supposed
it
to be this morning and it dropped yesterday. Yeah.
I'm sad for all the people waiting for the premiere.
Yeah, that sucks.
They're still
the
there now.
Really blow.
Yeah, I used to. I feel differently. Like when I worked at IGN, I was like slightly more, well, if I have the information, then the information should be reported.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way at all.
I
now.
Get
I
why they do it, but
disagree.
I'm like, man, you're just really not thinking about all the people that worked on this fucking thing. And
I don't
really
even
excited.
Think you're thinking about the audience, because we all get a cooler moment if we're all in the premiere watching it at the same time and then the whole reaction at the same time. And then, because I didn't know that it leaked until a friend who works at Rockstar texted me and was like, the trailer's up. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you had to do that. But like we lose the fucking cool, epic, simultaneous reveal as well. Like it's not even fun for us.
The random leaks like that, I'm like, because there's no real finger to point at anybody. I'm sure Rockstar know who did it. But at the same time, it's like journalists who have the information. It's like, just fucking sit on it.
I don't know why.
It's like
no one cares
that you got your story out like a day early.
Yeah, the reason why is because they get views. Like that is why. Yeah. But there's just no ethical reason to do it. And that... The thing about, especially like the early GTA leaks, which I didn't watch any of, but I know it was early gameplay that leaked for GTA 6. Why on earth would anyone report on that when you're just giving audiences something they don't even understand most of the time? Like they're so critical of it because they don't know what games look like in development.
Yeah, and then they finally get to see what they look like in development. They're like, this looks like
fucking
ass.
This looks terrible.
This doesn't look as good as Red
Dead. It
looks
like ass until like 2 months before it comes out.
Yeah, there's no textures on anything.
It's like, this looks just like GTA 4.
And people did do that. There was a guy who went like kind of viral for saying that art is the first thing that's done in video game development.
What?
He was like, they do art first. That's why they hire concept artists.
Yeah,
and
that guy got torn apart.
Yeah, he really did. Torn apart bad.
That was as close to a public stoning I've ever seen.
The GTA 6 trailer has 100 million views in the first day.
Crazy.
Love
that. That has
just
to
on YouTube, so on Twitter and everywhere
TikTok,
else.
Wherever else.
A billion.
And then if you combine all the reaction videos as well, like, God. Damn.
Yeah.
Those twerk physics, you know what I mean? They done did it. Someone finally figured it out.
Yeah, people were like, they spent those 10 years well.
Mm-hmm. See the jiggles.
Seen them gator physics.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I haven't been that excited about like the hype around a game for a long time. Except Alan Wake 2.
Banger of a video game. Rockstar Games get me because they are the only studio in the world that can spend $1 billion. Like, they're so... Nobody else in the games industry exists in the place that Rockstar does, which is that they... make GTA Online, just makes a shit ton of money, and thus have all the money in the world to fund the most expensive game ever made. Nobody else can do it. You can go to any publisher and they'll be like, we're not going to give you $1 billion to make a game. What's the return? And they're like, but if we make GTA Online and we make these shot cards and people keep buying them, we could use that money to do this. And they're like the only ones that exist that way.
I'm surprised that they're still with Take-Two, aren't they?
Yeah.
Why aren't they self-publishing?
I think that they're owned by Take-Two. You can't...
Really?
Yeah. Oh. They have to buy themselves out, and I can't imagine Take-Two would ever let them do that.
Yeah.
Too much money.
The more game you make, the harder buy.
That's, yeah.
So
I believe that was a Miyamoto quote.
If game come out early, suck. But if delay,
good.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Good maybe.
I like that on the NoClip documentary, Gaben said like a newer version of that, and it was like, suck is forever.
Yeah, suck is forever.
Delay is for now. It's like way better.
Suck is forever, but delay is for now.
I think it was almost exactly that, just flipped around.
It's like, that's just a Miyamoto quote.
You know what? He's not wrong.
Yeah, it's like, it's not as elegant, but I like it.
Also, apparently that quote is not actually from Miyamoto. I went on a rabbit hole for it the other day, and it was originally said by a woman at a GDC talk, was the earliest reference that anybody could find. Mm. And she was like, oh, I think someone else said it to me. I don't even know. Like, it goes so far back.
I imagine it's like a phrase in the industry for a long time.
Yeah, suck is forever.
To justify
suck
delaying.
Well, except in the case of Cyberpunk, where suck was only temporary.
Well, and No Man's Sky.
Yeah,
and
No Man's Sky.
Huge one.
Alana, you've played a lot of Starfield.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it now that you... How many hours have you put into
Fuck
the
game? Starfield. I'm not letting anyone defend that on this podcast.
I didn't play any of it because I saw a lot of people play it and I was like, I'm not going to like this game.
There's stuff in it that I really like, but I do not like it as much as any of the other Bethesda games. And I think, like, when I try and think about why... Like, I really got into the quests. If you role play in that game and you really go like, I am this character and I'm doing it, it's really fun. And, and all of the faction quests are super fun to get involved in. But I think it maybe feels like a little more like PG than their other games. So it doesn't have the same like humor or silliness or like hints of adult
humor. It feels more product-y.
A little, yeah. And I guess that comes from like it being NASA. Like they clearly worked with NASA on it.
Yeah, it's a bit more homogenized. Like I played like 12 hours of it and I'm like, I'm going back to Skyrim.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have
done that.
It's
the cohesion for me where like Bethesda's known for like, you leave the vault. What's that over there? Go. Whatever happens along the way.
Right, and they don't have that leaving the vault moment, I think hurt them more than anything else.
Yeah,
that's
so important.
You start
and the guy's like, hey, who are you? You want my ship? Kill those guys. And it's like, wow. Yeah, you have magic
powers.
And
then open a menu to fast travel.
Yeah, and then you go into the fucking temple for the 10th time and you follow a ball of light.
I will say that mechanic is my least favorite thing about that game. It's just, I guess I just float towards...
Yeah, that's how I get my magic power?
Again, every time? Why?
At least Shoutwall is just like...
It's really weird.
Oh, yeah,
but they could have made it like a little boss fight or like... I guess like you fight the Starborn afterwards, but it... Every time it's the same. It's just such a weird choice. I don't know why they did
it. It's also weird because it shares so much of its like aesthetic and stuff, I think, with Destiny. And like the gunplay and the guns kind of remind me of that. So it's like, kind of feels like I'm about to get into a Destiny
raid. That's
a
hard one to come up against because Destiny's gunplay is like so good. It's has never been as good as... That's a lot. But anyway, yes, there is fun to be found. Yeah. There is fun to be found in the game.
Just play Fallout or just play New Vegas or Skyrim.
Banger of game.
I want to go back and play Fallout 4.
Yeah, I didn't play a lot of that one.
You didn't?
I didn't really like Fallout 4.
I played a lot of Fallout 4.
I didn't love it. Like, I love 3 and New Vegas. I didn't play a ton of 4, I think, because it was like, this is different.
it was just too simple.
Yeah, maybe.
The dialogue choices and the quests were all kind of boring. Game of the year?
It's Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably
official Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
I did like your video talking about the voting and the BAFTA stuff. And
try to do it every year because people are upset every year. Like, people are so sure Starfield didn't get nominated because it's an Xbox game. Like, it doesn't work that way. It's
and just, I like the Hogwarts Legacy thing. You're
the Hogwarts Legacy thing, 100%. Game's just not that good.
It's like, it's too woke and or not woke enough. Or, like, people didn't know what they were mad about. That and then one, it was like, you think everyone shares the same politics as each other?
It's also... With Hogwarts Legacy, it's really rare that games that come out early in the year get voted for.
Yeah,
like
unless
it's recency bias.
FromSoft.
Yeah, wait, sure. When did that
February
come out?
Or March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, it might have been January.
I don't remember. It was early though.
It was right at the start of the year.
And it's like sure Resident Evil Remake got nominated, but that's Resident Evil Remake.
I don't really agree with Resident Evil Remake getting nominated for
it's
Game
the
of the
only
year.
Time I've ever been okay with it. Then I'm like, really? That one in particular, I'm okay with it.
Like, I really enjoyed it a lot, but I was like, I don't know how I feel about a remake being nominated for
I'm just
going
to say a bold take. Mm-hmm. Didn't really like the remake.
No?
I love it.
I love the original so much.
On
and the remake,
GameCube?
I'm like... Yeah, I think I had it on PS2.
I just bought it for PS2.
Really?
I
love the original so much. I think it's as close to perfect as you can get a
video
game.
It's a very good game, except for the tank controls.
I fucking hate the controls so much.
They work so well for it. Moving and aiming at the same time doesn't work for Resi 4.
I'm all right with it.
That's the tension.
It's true.
That's why it works. Mm. And then you turn your back and you're like, I don't want something's crawling up.
I still feel that anyway throughout the whole game. It's very panic-inducing.
Because the parrying and everything is, like, really cool, but then the whole time, the boss fights are all, like, lesser than they were in the original.
I would agree with that, yeah. Like,
it's less charming. Some of the voices are less, like, silly. Some of the goofiness is gone from it.
Yeah, it's more polished. I really like it, and I mean, I've never finished Resident Evil 4 before. I've played it so many times, but I've never finished it before. Mm. Even on Oculus, dude, if you play it on Meta... It's so sick.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's so...
I have not tried
it's because
that.
You, like,
instead
you
of
pull,
going, huh, you just go...
You really do that. But like to pull out a gun, it's like you have to pull it from your hip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's grenades sick. Are in your chest, so I punch myself in the boob every time I needed a grenade. Like, it's so fun.
I think that's why I like Resi 4 original more, because it's slower and it's more intentional.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they did a great job with the remakes, and I'm okay with it being nominated for Game of the Year, literally in this one instance, because it is different enough. Like, I would also be okay with Final Fantasy 7 remake. That's obviously like completely different.
The Dead Space remake is very similar.
It's the same thing.
Other than the level design is more cohesive.
Yeah. I also
Did
just
that
think,
also come out this year?
Yeah.
And I also this think year was didn't a fucking
great year
for nutter.
But yeah, bad year for jobs. Mm.
Great year for the industry until it wasn't.
Yep. It's crazy to watch things
great
be so profitable.
As a consumer, terrible as a worker.
Real bad. The vibe's off.
Yep.
Do we have to pack up?
We are being waived. Time? Waved. What
We've
is it?
Hired out
made up
minutes.
Construct.
It is a made up construct.
Doesn't exist.
Actually. It doesn't.
Nope. Can't prove it. No one's ever proven it.
Anyway, Baldur's Gate 3 is game of the year.
Yeah.
Even though
Alan Wake 2 is a close second.
Yes. I would say Alan Wake 2 ticks all of my own boxes more.
It's
but I think Baldur's Gate.
Are you
Gate,
going to the Game Awards?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see the Gods of Asgard. Is that the name?
Yes,
the band
old
live?
Gods of Asgard. Poets of the
I'm
Fall.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because
everyone
getting
was like, they better play there. And then it was like, it's a bit too late for them to play there. And now I'm like, Herald of Darkness is happening.
I'm getting dinner with Sam Lake tonight. I know. And I'm definitely going to be like, can I get a picture? And I never ask anybody for a picture. But I was like, but he's Alex Casey.
He just followed me on Instagram.
Huge news for
and
you.
He liked my thankless tweet or my thankless Instagram post. And I was like, dude, great game. And he was like, thank you. And I was like, dude, this is sick. And he loves coffee.
Excited.
Alan Wake is the reason I made a coffee company.
Really?
It's the reason I started drinking coffee in the first place.
Wow.
And
all they wanted you to do is buy the Energizer bunnies, and you were like, no, it is coffee that I will go for.
Because he talked about, like, try the coffee, but don't fall in love, or you'll be upset when you have to leave. And I was like, black coffee sounds so cool.
Damn, I didn't
Alan
know
Alan Wake, so cool.
All right. Well, Alana, thank you so much for coming.
Anytime.
Sorry it's a shorter podcast. Episode, but we fucked up our timing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
If people wanted to find you on the places where they find you, what is it?
I'm at Charlanazad everywhere on the internet. It's my name in the middle of Charizard. Thank you.
But if you don't know how to spell Alana, Char Al will get you close
Just
enough.
Don't fucking worry about it.
If
That's what Sam I always say.
If going to morph ball when pregnant, what happened to baby?
What happened to baby?
What happened to baby?
What happened to baby?
Baby die.
Maybe.
Samus wouldn't get pregnant on the job because she's just killing monsters all the time. She doesn't even have time to fuck.
You could do both.
That's true.
At the same time. Yeah.
Time management.
Yeah. I think that's a salient point to end this on. Mm-hmm.
Ludonarrative dissonance.
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the fuck quest in Metro?
Finally! Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.